All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown Show, a HoopBall presentation. This episode is brought to you by Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. Get some delicious coffee, taste the Kona difference, head over to HawaiianIsles.com or Amazon. My name is Adrian Benjamins. I am joined on this wonderful Martin Luther King Day by Corbin. Corbin, how are you doing, brother?
You know, I'm doing good, Adrian. Set up, you know, computer-wise, ready to roll. Bunch of games, man. Not a lot of them super, super close, but whoa, I mean, a lot of action for real.
You know, I was talking yesterday about how MLK Day is one of my favorite days of the year because games start at about 11 a.m., and they go all day long. Corbin, usually what I like to do, I like to play hooky from work, pretend like, you know, I got a cold. Actually, right now I do have a little cold, but I like to play hooky, stay home, sit on the couch, watch basketball from 11 to 9 p.m. straight without stopping. It is one of the best days of the year, man.
I believe it. It's really, really exciting. I mean, I work in the library, fortunately, so we have that time already off. Otherwise, I'd be doing the same thing. But what you do there, I do during the trade deadline. So I'm with you there. But yeah, no, it's fun. You're right. It's so much. All day, it's just been basketball.
Awesome.
And especially with NBA League Pass doing the free trial. I already have it. But if you didn't have it, even more a reason to jump on, at least for that kind of, you know, stretch.
You know, and I don't have League Pass. I didn't realize it was free right now. Like, I guess they're having a free trial. But even without League Pass, there was a game at 11 on NBA TV, and then a game at 2 o'clock from TNT, and it was a triple header on TNT, meaning right after that game at 2, there was another game on at 4, there was another game on after that. It's been nonstop, man, and it's been fantastic. Corbin, let's jump right into it, man. I don't know how we're going to get through this, but whatever. Let's just strap in. Let's strap in. Let's do this, man. First game of the day, the Pistons at the Wizards. The Wizards getting the victory 106-100. I'm going to take a look at the Detroit side. Going to start with Drummond, who had a monster double-double, 18 points to go along with 16 boards to go along with 6 stocks. Corbin, have you heard of this word stocks? It's steals and blocks combined.
I think it was I first heard about Bill Simmons' Book of Basketball. And I thought it was really cool.
I just found it just recently, and I thought it was hilarious. 4 steals, 2 blocks for him, 3 assists. Drummond's been outstanding, 7 of 11 from the field. Derrick Rose, another guy who's been pretty good, 21 points, 2 steals, 2 assists, 4 boards, 1 3 on 8 of 21 shooting. Some trade rumors, Corbin, that teams like the Lakers could be interested in Rose. I thought that was a little interesting. Mm-hmm. Tony Snell, 16 points, but he's tough to trust. Brown got the start. He only had 7 points and some little bit of goodies. Seiko Dumbuya, who I picked up in a bunch of spots, has kind of been a letdown lately. And he only had 6 points in 23 minutes. Man, in standard leagues, I'm kind of thinking of moving on for him, which is surprising. I didn't think I would say that when I first picked him up. I really thought he was going to be a solid guy going forward. But very raw rookie. Has been a little up and down, a little inconsistent lately. So other than him, Svi Mykhailiuk off of the bench, he only had 10 points, but was playing, putting up some pretty good games before today. I actually picked him up in some deeper leagues, so he could be an option. Of course, we're all hoping that Christian Wood gets turned loose eventually, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. Corbin, any thoughts on the Pistons?
You know what? Not really. I think, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the trade deadline and how things are moved around with that. But no, it's pretty cut and dry to me on the Detroit side, so I'll just jump over to Washington. Yep. So, for sure. So we're going to start with our high score, kind of the MVP of the game, Bradley Beal. 29 points on 10 of 21 shooting, had 2 threes, 7 8 from the free throw line, 6 assists, only 1 rebound, and only 1 steal. But, you know, you come for the points for Bradley Beal, and that's what he gave you for sure. Isaac Bonga started. It's really all you got to worry about there. 22 minutes, only 2 points. Not really much to know fantasy wise on that end. Yama Hime had a big night, 21 points, 9 attempts from the field. He even knocked down a 3, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks. 3 blocks and 2 steals, so 5 stops. Five stops. So, you know, that's pretty good. He did foul out, though. So, I mean, you know, he got all his numbers and then he got out of the town. Isaiah Thomas only played 18 minutes, 5 points, 2-2 from the field, 1-1 from 3, 1 assist. Gary Payton Jr., 6 points. You know, his points are going to come in efficiently, and they did. 3 of 10 shooting, 0-2 from 3, doesn't quite have that range. 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals. So defensively is where we're really looking at him for those numbers, and those 4 steals are really good. Off the bench, story of the night was really Thomas Bryant, 13 points on 6-9 shooting, 1-3, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. Did have 5 turnovers and 3 fouls, but just working his way back. And then Ishmith with 9 points, 4-8 shooting, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and then lastly, Davis Bertans with 8 points on 2-5 shooting, all his attempts from 3, 2-2 from the free throw line, and 3 rebounds as well to go along with the block. So, you know what, I might as well throw Jordan McRae, 7 points, 3-7 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. But, Adrian, any takeaways from the Washington Wizards here?
Not much to add. You know, it's the front court's getting a little muddled with All of a sudden, Ian Mahaney kind of putting up a nice line here. So it's getting a little crowded in that front court with Bertans. They're working Thomas Bryant back in the mix. We're still waiting for the return of Mo Wagner and Roy Hachimura. So all of a sudden, man, the Wizards are getting difficult. They're getting very difficult. We were streaming Jordan McRae, who is now coming off the bench now that Beal is back. So it's just been really tough trying to figure out who the guy is in Washington, who you want to play. That's about all I got. That's about all I got, Corbin. Let's keep this going here. Let's jump over to the next game, the Raptors at the Hawks. I got to watch this one. This was a really good game. The Raptors getting the victory 122-117. You know, the Raptors pulled ahead in this game at the beginning. Looked like it was going to be a blowout. And then the Hawks started coming back, made this a really good game. I'm going to take a look at the Toronto side first. I'm going to start with Siakam, who had a pretty good game. 18 points, steal, block, and assist. 6 rebounds on 6-13 shooting from the field. He was 6-7 from the line. Fred VanVleet, I'm really happy to see this guy back. My home league, I got him there, and I was missing him badly. Really happy to see this good game from VanVleet. 20 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 4 boards, 1 3. He shot 11 of 14 from the line. So really nice volume from the free throw line. Only 4 of 11 from the field, but still a pretty good game from him. Gasol with 14 points, 2 assists, 5 boards, 2 threes on 4 of 8 shooting from the field. Lowry with a letdown. He was only 3 of 11 for 10 points. Did have a steal, a block, an assist, 4 boards for Kyle Lowry, but he'll be just fine. OG Anunoby, very up and down, was down in this one, only 4 points in 21 minutes. The guy who got red hot off the bench was Norman Powell. He was on fire from 3-point range, shooting 6 of 9 from downtown, perfect 7 of 7 from the line, 7 of 14 from the field. He really had it going here. So, not much to take away. It's Lowry, Siakam, VanVleet, Gasol, and Anunoby is definitely viable. Powell has been on fire. Those are the guys you want. Other than that, man, really not much else here. Corbin, what do you think of the Raptors?
Not much more to add aside from what you said, except you're right. Norman Powell went off. And another guy, you know, next to you also watched this game. And geez Louise, it was a game and a half. So especially in that fourth quarter, Norman Powell was just a human fireball. So really great to see him pull up those numbers. But I'm going to jump over to Atlanta. So
yes, sir.
We'll start with the MVP there, Trae Young of the game. Sucks that he had to catch the L, but he did have 42 points, 6 rebounds, 15 assists, and he did it really efficiently. 11 of 20 from the field, 18 of 21 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3, 5 rebounds. He did have 7 turnovers, but that's a pretty good line for him. And then he did have a steal as well. So that's pretty good for him. Kevin Huerter didn't do too much in just under 30 minutes. 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block. He did not shoot well from the field. 3 of 12 from the field. Misses only free throw. 3 of 9 from 3. 7 rebounds. That was really it for him. John Collins played well. I mean, game-wise, I do have to say he had a very, very costly 6th foul that was on a 3-point shooter. Happened to be Fred VanVleet, which kind of turned a one-possession game into a game that basically determine the margin of victory. So I definitely give a little, not shout out, but a little low light there. But John Collins did play commendably well aside from that. 17 points, 11 rebounds, 8 of 11 from the field. Only went to the free throw line once, 1 of 2, misses only 3, 9 total, 11 total rebounds as well. So that was pretty solid there. I'm sorry, I changed my scoreboard stats and it's a different layout. Throw me off. DeAndre Hunter, had 13 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists to go along with 2 blocks, 4 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3. So, solid night for him in that regard. And then Cam Reddish, 13 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 5 of 13 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. Not too much more to add there. And that's really a starting five. Off the bench, Bruno Fernando had 12 points and 4 rebounds along with the steal. Very efficient, 6 of 7 from the field. Only went to the free throw line once, missed that. Jeff Teague only played 11 minutes, just getting himself back in, especially back into his return to Atlanta. 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 of 3 from the field. Didn't take a free throw, misses only 3. DeAndre Bembry, 3 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 of 4 from the field, only 1 free throw made. And then Vince Carter, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block as well. Not a whole lot of production from the bench. Really, the guy who played the most minutes next to Bembry off the bench was Damian Jones, who only came up with 1 rebound and 2 steals in that time of action. So, not a whole lot there for the Atlanta Hawks. But, Adrian, you have any takeaways from that?
Just want to say that Trae Young is a beast. You know, did most of his damage here in the fourth quarter. I think going into, like, the end of the third quarter, I think he only had 20 points or something, and then ended up with 42 points, so was just a monster down the stretch. It is a ton of fun to have Trae Young on your team. I was lucky enough to draft him in one league, one big money league, and I love this guy, man. He's outstanding. Yep. Okay, let's keep it rolling. Next game up, the 76ers at the Nets. Sixers getting the victory, 117-111. I'm going to take a look at the 76ers side. Going to start with Ben Simmons, who had a monster game. And, I mean, a 34-point, 12-assist, 12-rebound, triple-double with 7 stocks. That's 5 steals, 2 blocks. His percentages were good. 12 of 14 from the field, 10 of 14 from the line. He didn't have any threes. I don't even care, man. What a monster line this was. Tobias Harris with 15 points, a steal, a block, 6 rebounds, 3 threes. He only shot 5 of 17. Josh Richardson with 15 points, a steal, 4 assists, 2 boards. 1-3 on 6-12 shooting from the field. Al Horford had a nice game. 19 points, 2 blocks, 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 1-3 on 9-15 shooting. So no Embiid still likely for at least a few weeks, I'm guessing. And nobody to talk about here off the bench. I really hope you guys aren't counting on any bench guys in Philly. Let's see, anything else? That's all I got. Corbin, any thoughts on the Sixers?
Not really at all. You kind of narrowed it down pretty good. Ben Simmons, what a night for him. Yeah, I'll roll it over to Brooklyn. Start with Joe Harris, who went 33 minutes at 12 points, 3 rebounds and 1 assist. 4-9 from the field, 3-5 from the free throw line. Only knocked down 1-5 threes, but, you know, I mean, that happens. He's a high-volume three-point shooter. Variance is there. Torian Prince, 30 minutes, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, so 2 stocks. 5-9 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line, 1-3 from 3. Jared Allen, in 30 minutes, a double-double as well. 13 points, 13 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. 5-8 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Garrett Temple, who only played just under 20 minutes, didn't do too much with that, 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1-4 from the field, and then 0-3 from 3. Spencer Dinwiddie, who got the start. Kyrie Irving did not play. 35 minutes, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and 1 steal. 6-17 from the field, that's 35%, not great. 7-9 from the free throw line, 3-7 from 3. Came off the bench, Caris LeVert, in just under 30 minutes at 16 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. Really solid all-around game for him. 6-16 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line, and 1-2 from 3. Rodron Crux, there we go, I tried it. 17 minutes, 5 points, 1 assist, 1 steal. Only took 1 shot and made both free throws, so that's solid for him. And then Nick Claxton, who really was the MVP off the bench for Brooklyn. 15 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 6-8 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line, 1-2 from 3. I don't really know a whole lot about this guy's game, but I'm definitely going to stay tuned and keep my eyes open for that. And then Timothy Luwalu-Cabarrot, just under 15 minutes at 12 points and 1 rebound to go along with 1 steal, 4-4 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line, 3-3 from 3. But that'll really close out the Brooklyn Nets. So you have anything for Majorin?
Just want to say that I am terrified right now of Kyrie Irving, who missed this game with a hamstring injury after missing a lot of time already with a shoulder injury. So, you guys, as soon as this guy comes back and plays well, please see if you can move him, because excuse me, it's just it's gonna be a long season if you have Kyrie Irving. It's just not looking good. Okay, I think that's it. Any last thoughts here, Corbin?
Not really. I was a kind of cut and dry kind of game. I really wanted Brooklyn to get the win. Yeah. Just NBA fan there, but
Really glad you mentioned Claxton. This guy looks really good. Now, I don't know. I think it's very unlikely he doesn't really get the minutes needed to put up consistent fantasy value, but he definitely passes the eye test as far as talent goes, and hoping one day he gets unleashed so that we can use him for fantasy, because I think this kid's good, man. I think he's going to be good, but for this year, I don't think it's going to happen. But anyways, just as you said, Corbin, at least keep an eye on this guy. Keep him on your watch list.
For sure, for sure. It would be cool of you to do that, especially if he does get those minutes. I mean, that would really make DeAndre the third best center on the Nets, which is kind of interesting. But yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's keep it going. Next game up. Oh, man, Corbin, this is like never ending. I feel like we've been going here, and we're like barely putting a dent into this game slate here. Okay, and Corbin, correct me if I miss a game. I don't know. I think I'm going in order. Next game up, the Kings and the Heat. The Heat getting the victory, 118-113. I'm going to take a look at the Kings side of this game. A lot of nice lines from the Sacramento Kings players. I'm going to start with Nemanja Bjelica, 22 points to go along with a steal, 3 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 threes on 8 of 13 shooting, 4-4 from the line. This guy was iffy coming into this game. Plays 37 minutes, has a nice line. Keep him streaming while we wait for Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah, for sure.
Buddy Hield, 20 points, 5 stocks, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 5 threes to go along with 7 of 19 shooting from the field. he had a nice game. De'Aaron Fox, 14 points, 3 steals, 8 assists, 2 rebounds on 7 of 22 shooting. He has been rock solid lately. Marvin Bagley, hello, welcome to the NBA season, Bagley. 15 points, 15 boards, a steal, 2 assists. This is very nice to see. If you drafted Bagley, it's been a rough ride, but hopefully this is signs of things to come for the second half of the season. Barnes had 11 points and 5 rebounds, doing his thing, but you know, he's prone to have nights like this, but also would not surprise me if he bounced back with a nice scoring line in the next one. Bogdanovich didn't really have the shooting going, but I am happy to see that he got 34 minutes off the bench, and the usage is there. Took 15 shots, so I think he could definitely be better than this. He only shot 5 of 15 for 14 points, a steal, a block, 2 assists, 2 boards. Other than that, not too much to talk about. Corbin, man, I got Rashawn Holmes in every league. I need this guy to come back. He was solid before he went down with that shoulder injury. So fingers crossed that he gets back, maybe even by sometime next week or so. My teams could really use him. What do you think? Anything else you can think of that I missed on the Kings?
No, you covered it pretty well. And like you said, don't take too much shot. You know, Harrison Barnes got some points in today. Bjelica was really the story. And then Marvin Bagley waited to kind of come back in a monster way. Even long-term picture, Sacramento's really looking at you, man. So good to see some production there. And Buddy Hield, even game, 27-7. Like you said, that's pretty good for him.
Yes.
Pretty good for him. So I'll go over to Miami. Start with Bam Adebayo, who's been very, very solid for Miami, most improved player candidate. 16 points, 11 boards, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, so 2 stocks, 6 and 9 from the field, 4 and 6 from the free throw line. Really good game for him. Kendrick Nunn had 25 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. 7 of 17 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3. Duncan Robinson had 12 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 4 of 11 from the field. 4 of those shots or conversions, 4 of 10 from 3. He was knocking them in, and he's really good streaming as far as threes are concerned. Myers Leonard, 20 minutes, not too much, 7.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. And then Derrick Jones Jr. had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 of 3 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 1 three-pointer as well. Off the bench, here was Goran Dragic. We're going to say Goran Dragic. 18 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 7 of 16 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 6 from 3. Ooh, that's not great. Actually, I'm going to give the MVP off the bench to a James Johnson, who in 29 minutes had 22 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 9 of 11 from the field, misses only free throw goals, 4 of 5 from 3, much more efficient coming off the bench with the spark plug. Kelly Olynyk did play 18 minutes, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. And then our hero, who did not play like one today, Tyler Hero, in 17 minutes, 6 points, 2 assists, 3 steals, 2 of 6 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. But that really closed out the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler not played due to illness, and I've not seen Dion Waiters most of the season. So I just felt like pointing that out.
just want to add super quick. Derrick Jones Jr. left this game. He got hit in the face. It ended up, I think, having an issue with his eyes. Returned. So hopefully Derrick Jones Jr. doesn't miss any time. But if you're looking at his bad line, that likely contributed. And then Jimmy Butler out of this one with a sore hip. Not expecting him to miss any extended time. Maybe at worst another game or so. So no worries for Jimmy Butler. And other than that, man, you covered everything here. Let's just keep going. Let's jump over to the next one. The Chicago Bulls at the Milwaukee Bucks. Not much of a surprise here, man. The Bucks are the beast of the East. So they beat up on the Bulls 111-98. I'm going to take a look at the Chicago side. I'm going to start with Zach LaVine. 24 points, 3 steals, and assists. 5 rebounds, 2 threes on 7 of 19 shooting. He was 8 of 9 from the line. Chris Dunn, 15 points, 3 steals, 2 assists, 5 rebounds. He hit 3 threes. Shot 6 of 12 from the field. Pretty nice game from Dunn. Lauri Markkanen with the letdown. He only shot 2 of 11 for 8 points. No defensive stats, no assists. 8 rebounds, so pretty disappointing game for Lauri Markkanen. Thomas Satoransky doing his thing, which is some low-end line stuff. 7 points, a steal, 4 assists, 3 boards, 1-3 on a bad 3 of 11 shooting. This one bummed me out. I picked up Luke Kornet in some deep leagues, decided to roll the dice on him today, and it did not pan out well. Maybe got into some foul trouble, had 4 fouls, only played 15 minutes. I think maybe the low minute total could have contributed. The foul trouble may have contributed to that low minute total. So he only put up 6 points, 2 assists, 1 rebound, 2 threes. Now, I'm not going to drop him, but definitely hoping for more. And in standard leagues, I don't know, you probably – your worst guy might be better than Luke Kornet in standard leagues. Off the bench, that young, you know, with they really got a lot of injuries. Wendell Carter Jr. is out. Otto Porter is out. Daniel Gafford is out. So that young getting 20 minutes off the bench, he could be a guy you might be able to stream in the short term or count on for some fantasy production. 14 points, 4 stocks, 3 assists, 6 rebounds to go along with 4 threes on 5 of 11 shooting. So a pretty decent game there from Thad Young. But you guys, other than that, nobody, you should not be counting on anybody else on this team for fantasy production, unless you're in like a 30-team league. Corbin, what are your thoughts on the Chicago Bulls?
I mean, game-wise, having watched this, it was pretty close hanging around. I just want to address that because I was really big on the quality of the games today. And, you know, I was surprised how Chicago hung in there. Fantasy-wise, like you said, you had all the analysis spot on. Not really too much more to add at all on that. Just I wish the Bulls were just a little bit more competitive, but it was good to see some fire from them against the Bucks, especially through the first three quarters. I want to say midway through third, it kind of went on its own there. But, yeah, aside from that, not much. I'll run over to the Bucks and their dominant MVP with Giannis Antetokounmpo, who in exactly 31 minutes, exactly 31, I don't know why, had a triple-double, 28 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists. Slap that up real quick. Two stops. We're going to do a steal and a block. 12 of 20 from the field. Did not shoot great from the free throw line or from three. Only 3 of 9 from the free throw line. That's 33%. Or 1 of 5 from three. That's 20%. We know his outside shot. We know it's going to happen once he gets it. But until then, not too nice. However, aside from that, oh, and 8 turnovers, which isn't great. But that's a monstrous triple-double in not a whole lot of time to consider, you know, considering. Chris Middleton, in just less time than Giannis, in 30 minutes, had a good game himself. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, no defensive stats. 10 of 13 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, 3 of 4 from 3. Ladies and gentlemen, this dude was hot. Brook Lopez, 27 minutes, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 stocks, 1 steal, 3 blocks. I have to. 3 of 10 from the field, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He did not shoot great from 3 either. Giannis type percentages, 16%, 1 of 6 from 3. Wesley Matthews, 26 minutes, 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. That's a standard Wesley Matthews line. 1 steal, 4 of 6 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3. He knocked down 3 three-pointers. And then Eric Bledsoe, in 28 minutes, not too great. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. 3 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. No other stats there. And then coming off the bench, Dante DiVincenzo, in 20 minutes, had a 4.7 rebound, 4 assist performance. 2 of 6 from the field. Did not make a free throw out of 2 attempts or 3 from that same margin. And then George Hill, 17 minutes, 6 points, 2 assists, 2 steals. 3 of 6 from the field, nothing else. Honestly, off the bench, only guy really of real mention would be Kyle Korver, who in 21 minutes had 12 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3. So just some shot practice for Kyle Korver in live game action. Adrian, what do you think about the Bucks?
Just that Giannis is a monster, man. What a beast. What a beast he is. Even though, you know, the free throw shooting not great and the turnovers aren't great, but I don't even care, man. He's just such a monster. And Bucks reality-wise, man, they have just been an outstanding team. All right, let's keep going. Oh, man, I can't. This is like we're just digging and digging and digging, but we're not moving anywhere right now, Corbin.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. The Thunder at the Rockets. This is a revenge game for Chris Paul, and he got his revenge. The Thunder getting the victory 112-107. I'm going to take a look at the Thunder side of this game, and a guy who's just been playing lights out lately after a slow start, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, 1 assist. He shot 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from the line. I mentioned the Chris Paul revenge game, 28 points with 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, 4 threes on 9 of 18 shooting from the field, 6 of 7 from the line. Danilo Gallinari, hello, 25 points, 13 boards, excuse me, to go along with 4 threes. He was 7 of 19 from the field, 7 of 7 from the line. What a game here from Gallo. A guy that I've never heard of named Dort got the start, and he got 8 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. I don't even know who this guy is, and I actually dive pretty deep into the rookies and the incoming, like, when draft time rolls around, and I've never even heard this guy, Corbin. I don't know what to say. Look, Noel was out. Steven Adams left this game here due to injury. So Adams only got 2 minutes for 0 points. They are getting really desperate here in the front court. So Muscala got 25 minutes but did do much, only a point. So I don't know. Keep an eye on Dort, but also not expecting Adams and Noel to miss too much time here. Another guy who's usually really good on this team is Dennis Schroeder. 23 points, 4 assists, 5 boards, 3 threes on 9 of 16 shooting for Schroeder. Other than that, man, it is pretty ugly as far as fantasy production goes. Nobody else really that you can trust on this team. Really hoping we see Noel back soon and hope nothing serious here for Steven Adams. Corbin, what do you think of the Thunder?
You pretty much nailed it. I think as a game, again, what an inspiring performance. It happened so quickly. Their comeback against the Rockets really sucked the air out of the crowd. It was tangible. I watched it. I was shocked as anyone else. And you're right, what a revenge game for Chris Paul. What a performance. For the Rockets, I mean, we'll go by their point guard who played really well as well, Russell Westbrook, who messed around and got a triple-double. And with that triple-double, now has one against every team in the NBA.
Wow.
Only person to do that as well as LeBron. I know, insane. 32 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists. He did it really efficiently, too. Stayed within his strengths. A lot of attacking the rim, relentlessly posting up the smaller, physically mismatched guards in Thunder. 16 and 24 from the field. Only went to the free throw line once. Missed the free throw. Only took 1 3. Missed that too. But you know what? Playing the way he did and shooting 66% from the field, you cannot complain with those numbers. So got those there. A whopping 37 minutes for him. 38 minutes for James Harden, who had 29 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. If I stopped right there, a steal and a block, that's great. If I didn't have any more to add, we'd probably be okay. But unfortunately, I do. He shot 9 of 29 from the field. That is 31%, y'all. 10 of 13 from the free throw line, which is pretty good. Now, this is where it gets ugly. 5%. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from 3. He took 17 threes. He made one of those. He is in the midst of a slump, guys. And, he stayed afterwards to take shots in full uniform long after everyone else had left to kind of work out the kinks there. But he did not have a great shooting night. And it's been a couple of bad performances for him. I want to say it's during the last 4 or 5 games. So, I don't know. Something to look at. I mean, he's going to get his points. He's going to get to the line. He's going to get high volume with shots. But, yikes. PJ Tucker, 41 minutes. 5 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 of 4 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. All his attempts aside from that were threes. He's been battling a shoulder stinger and some other injuries. So, he's gaming through it, but not much there. Ben McLemore, just under 20 minutes, had 6 points, 2 rebounds. 2 of 4 from 3, that's really it. And then Clint Capella in 25 minutes at 12 points, 7 rebounds, 6 of 8 from the field. He did battle foul trouble, and that's why his numbers were so low, just because he wasn't able to be on the floor as much as he'd like. Off the bench, really, really, really not so much. Only 3 people got time, so I'm going to run through all of them since it was really just 3 guys. The star would have been Daniel House, who got 35 minutes, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 stocks. 5 of 11 from the field, 3 of 7 from 3. Eric Gordon played exactly 29 minutes, had exactly 5 points, 1 rebound and 1 assist. 2 of 12 from the field, missed his only free throw, took 8 threes, only made 1. And then Thabo Sefolosha had 12 minutes where he got 5 points, 4 rebounds, 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 4 from 3. So really what I'm seeing is the starters logging a lot of minutes, Russell Westbrook playing really well, James Harden getting inefficient numbers, and the bench giving you next to nothing, aside from 1 or 2 people a night who come in double digits. But what do you think, Adrian? Because this Rockets team, I mean, Coach said it himself that when it rains, it pours, Coach D'Antoni, and it's been a bad little slump of games for the Rockets where nothing seems to be going right for them, aside from the play of Russell Westbrook.
I think the Rockets are going to make some moves at the trade deadline. This is a franchise that historically is very active, and I think this little speed bump or whatever you want to call it that they're hitting or going through, I think it's really going to kind of motivate them to mix things up. There's already rumors, you know, that they could go after I don't know, a guy like maybe like a Robert Covington or something like that. So, yeah, I'm looking for this team to maybe shake up the roster at the trade deadline. But other than that, you pretty much covered everything, man. I'm going to jump over to the next game. The Orlando Magic at the Charlotte Hornets. The Magic getting the victory, 106-83. I'm going to jump in on the Orlando side. Going to start with Nikola Vucevic, 24 points, a steal, 4 assists, 10 rebounds, 2 threes on 11 of 21 shooting. Evan Fournier, 26 points, a steal, a block, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. Aaron Gordon, very disappointing, 6 points, 1 steal. He did have 7 assists, 6 rebounds, so it wasn't a total loss here, but you just expect more from Aaron Gordon. He shot 3 of 9 from the field. Markelle Fultz with 10 points, 2 steals, 5 assists on 5 of 12 shooting. That wasn't too great. Kem Birch just does nothing with his starts. 3 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist in 15 minutes. You know, even though this guy starts, just doesn't really do it at all. A guy you can count on off the bench, Terrence Ross, has been a little up and down, but this feels like a very Terrence Ross line with the scoring. 19 points, 5 threes is outstanding. 6 of 12 from the field. Did chip in 2 steals and assists and 2 rebounds as well. Man, other than that, definitely not much else to talk about. Jonathan Isaac, man, I'm super, super sad that we're not going to likely see Isaac back this year. He was just putting up a monster season, and that is all I got. Corbin, any thoughts on the Magic?
Not really. Like you said, injuries have hit them and hit them pretty hard. It's a shame, especially like you said, Jonathan Isaacs was playing really, really well. But no, aside from that, not too much. I'm going to go to the team I've been following, kind of watching them develop a little bit, the Charlotte Hornets, who did not have a great game today. We're going to breeze through them real quick. P.J. Washington, the star of the show, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, no defensive stats, 7 of 12 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 4 threes knocked down. Devonte Graham, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, did not shoot it well, only 29%, 5 of 17 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3. Miles Bridges, 27 minutes, did next to nothing, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 of 9 from the field. 0-3 from 3, 2-2 from the free throw line. I'd not really be streaming this guy, who I actually am, so don't do it. Jay Rozier, same thing, 30 points. He had the triple 4, which is 4 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. 0-6 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line is where he got his 4 points. Nick Batum off the bench, 3 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists in 16 minutes to go along with 1 steal. The real star off the bench is Malik Monk, who had 20 points in 21 minutes, 1 rebound, 2 steals, 8 of 13 from the field, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, no threes made. And honestly, I really think I covered the relevant stats for your Charlotte Hornets tonight. There wasn't really a whole lot going on. I guess you could throw Cody Zeller, who did have the start, 4 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist. But really, that was it. As you can see, with only 83 points, points were hard to come by. And as a team, when you're shooting 38% from the field and 30% from 3, it's going to be hard to get those points.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to talk about this Hornets team. They make me so sad, Corbin. Miles Bridges,
I mean, right now, I'm you. I am you, trying to find the words to explain how distraught I am at the way things have gone. I'm with you. It's sad.
Yeah, it just bums me out. I drafted Miles Bridges in every league. He's probably my biggest miss this season for sure. And yeah, you covered everything, man. It'll just make me sad if I try to touch on this team. So let's jump. Let's keep going here to the next game. The Pelicans at the Grizzlies. I was excited to see this game because Ja Morant, JJJ, two of my favorite young players on the Pelican side, Brandon Ingram's been balling. We're going to get Zion back very soon. So
Wednesday.
Yes. Oh, man, Corbin, I cannot wait for the debut of Zion. So I was excited about this one, and to my dismay, it ended out being kind of a blowout here. It wasn't even close. The Pelicans just kind of beat up on the Grizzlies, which is also a little surprising because the Grizzlies have been playing some good ball lately. But anyways, let's take a look. Pelicans with the win, 126-116. I'm gonna take a look on at the New Orleans side. I'll start with Brandon Ingram, man. I think this guy deserves to go to the All-Star game. 25 points, 2 blocks, 6 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 threes. He was 11 of 12 from the free throw line, 6 of 14 from the field. Lonzo Ball has been putting up some nice numbers of late. Tonight was somewhat of a letdown just because the scoring wasn't there. 8 points, but did give you 2 steals, 5 assists, 9 rebounds, 2 threes on perfect 2 of 2 shooting. So it wasn't all bad. Probably the story of the day for the Pelicans has got to be Drew Holiday, who came back and put up a huge line in this one. And man, he was lights out, 12 of 18 from the field for 36 points. He was 7 of 10 from 3-point range, perfect 5 of 5 from the line. He added 6 boards and assists, 2 steals, a block. He was outstanding in this one. Did have 5 turnovers if you gotta complain about something, but I'm not. JJ Redick had 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 threes. He's prone to have lines like this. He'll be okay. Jackson Hayes did very little in his start. Had 5 points in just 19 minutes. Did have 6 rebounds, 1 block as well. A guy who's been kind of usable in deep leagues, Melly, off the bench, 29 minutes for 15 points, 2 blocks, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 threes on 6 of 11 shooting. Look, I don't think we can trust Melly in standard leagues. Probably even in deep leagues, you're throwing him back to the wire as soon as we see Zion and Derek Favors and Jahlil Okafor as well. So if you played Melly maybe in a DFS lineup or something, you probably were happy, but I don't think we could trust him for fantasy. Other than that, man, I played Josh Hart today in a deep league, and that was rough. Did have 10 points and 2 assists and 5 rebounds, so if you would have told me that Josh Hart was only going to get 17 minutes, I would have been terrified. So to know that he at least just gave me 10 points and a little something in 17 minutes, it made me feel a little bit better. But I likely, if you were streaming Josh Hart like I was in some deep leagues, that party likely has come to an end with Drew Holiday back. Let's see, what else here? We mentioned Zion. Woo, I cannot wait to see Zion Wednesday, just a couple days away, you guys. Other than that, not too much else for me to say here. Corbin, what do you think of the Pelicans?
I mean, I feel the same way that you did. I made the very smart, and I'm being sarcastic as well, decision of also playing Hart and not realizing that, oh my goodness, that would not be great. Because I remember him playing against Clippers this weekend and going, oh wow, what a great performance. You know, double-double, bunch of points, bunch of rebounds, let's get it. And that backfired on me. But you're right. Like, give solid advice. I am not even going to attempt to mess with it, especially my spotty fantasy record. So I'm going to go over to the Memphis Grizzlies side, which is a little less great, but we're going to start with one star, Dylan Brooks. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 12-25 from the field, 4-5 from the field, or from the free throw line, and 3 threes knocked down. Ja Morant had 16 points and 9 assists along with 3 rebounds and a steal. Only shot 5-14 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line, 1-2 from 3. Jay Crowder played 17 minutes. Had 6 rebounds, 2 points, 1 assist, did not shoot the ball great, missed all 5 of his 3-pointers, only went 1 for 8 from the field. Jaren Jackson Jr. in 30 minutes had 19 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks, 7 of 15 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3. And then off the bench, Brandon Clark had a 4.4 rebound, 2 assist performance. D'Anthony Melton had 10 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists as well. Coming off the bench for the Grizzlies, Brandon Clark. Kyle Anderson, slow-mo, had 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal for the Grizzlies, going 3 of 4 from the field. He did miss the only 3 that he took. Tyus Jones, I forgot he was in Memphis for a second, had played 13 minutes, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 of 6 from the field. Knocked down his only 3. But really, that was it for the Grizzlies. And aside from me forgetting where Tyus Jones disappeared to, wow, I saw him play early and was like, who is that? This is the second time it's happened to me in one day. I am definitely getting tired. What do you think, Adrian, about the Grizzlies? I mean, they just didn't really shoot the ball super-duper well tonight, but just in general, some of their pieces and kind of rotation-wise.
Well, in general, the Grizzlies has become one of my favorite teams after the LA Lakers, man. This team is so young and exciting. How can you not love Ja Morant and JJJ? So I'm super excited for the future of this Memphis Grizzlies team. They are so fun to watch. And they're just one of my favorite young teams. And anytime they're on TV, like I said, I don't have a league pass. So anytime I get an opportunity to watch them on TV, I never miss it because they're just so much fun, man. And fantasy-wise, Ja was a little scary here today. I think going into the fourth quarter, I think he only had like 3 or 5 points. So I was really surprised when I looked at my box score, when I looked at my team, and he ended up with 16 points. I was ecstatic about that. And just other than that, man, the Grizzlies really had a rough time here in this one. The Pelicans really beat up on them in the early part of this game, and midway through this game, they were just dominating them. So I'm hoping the Grizzlies bounce back in the next one. All right, Corbin, here we go. Next game up, the Knicks and the Cavs. Two very bad teams. In fact, they both have the same record, 12-32. And so the Knicks getting the victory, 106-86. I'm going to take a look at the New York side of this game. I'll start with Marcus Morris, 19 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 threes on 8 of 16 shooting. Reggie Bullock had a nice game, 12 points, a steal, 2 rebounds, 2 threes on 5 of 10 shooting. Elfrid Payton with 9 points, 2 blocks, a steal, 8 assists, 6 rebounds on 4 of 11 shooting. Julius Randle flirting with the double-double, 19 points, 9 rebounds, a steal, 1 assist on 7 of 17 shooting. He was 5 of 5 from the line. Taj Gibson getting the start, but it's really the guy that you want is Mitchell Robinson, although lately he hasn't been doing too much. In fact, in 27 minutes, he was 0 of 1 from the field for just 2 points, which were free throws. So not great, but you love the 4 blocks and the steal, 6 rebounds. But man, you were definitely hoping for more if you drafted Mitchell Robinson. They got some nice production off the bench. 12 points from Portis with 4 assists, 5 boards, 2 threes. Damian Dotson with 12 points, a steal, and assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 threes as well from him. Some nice production there, but man, definitely tough to trust those guys on a night-to-night basis. Corbin, any thoughts on the Knicks?
Not really. I'm ready for them to trade their vets and see what we're going to do with afterwards.
Right? Can they please do something here at the trade deadline? Can they just shake this thing up, unleash the kids, unleash the youngsters, and yes. Just come on, New York. Just do something fun this season, man.
Exactly. I mean, when you have Mike Breen openly campaigning for the Knicks to kind of get rid of their vets, you know that you got to get a pulse on your organization. Yeah. But I'm going to go to another team that also needs to take that same advice. The Cleveland Cavs. Star of the show, MVP of this team, I'm going to say, was Tristan Thompson. 35 minutes, 13 points, 22 rebounds. Monster rebound night for him. 1 assist, 2 stocks, 5-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Kevin Love played 30 minutes, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Did not shoot the ball great, 4-10 from 3. Not super night for him from there. Chetty Osman, in 32 minutes, had 14 points and 3 assists, 5-13 from the field, 4-6 from 3. Really easily one of the better accuracy-wise for the Cavs. Colin Sexton, 17 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, which is not bad for him, actually. 1 steal, 1 block, did not shoot the ball great, shot it 20 times, made 6 of those. One of those being a 3, 4-4 from the free throw line. And then Darius Garland, 35 minutes, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. He did not shoot the ball great. He also shot the ball 20 times, only he made 4 shots. One of those also being him 2 or 3 from the free throw line. Come off the bench, more of the same, only 1 hero and then a bunch of meaningless numbers. Larry Nance Jr. had 12 points, 10 rebounds, 1 steal, 5.5 from the field, 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3. If you're getting the story that I'm trying to tell through the numbers, the Cavs did not shoot the ball well as a team in general. 34% from the field, 64% from the free throw line, 33% from 3 as a team. Nothing was great for them. Their guards combined to shoot 10 of 40 from the field and 2 of 10 from 3. So it just was not a pretty night. I hope that broke it down for you because that's really the numbers behind the box score there. But what do you have to say about the Cleveland Cavs, Adrian, besides just sad?
Again, just like I said about the Hornets, and just as you said, so sad, man. I don't know, but I do have one thing to add. I was able to snatch up Larry Nance in quite a few leagues, and I think he's strung together a few good games, a double-double here in this one. You know, if the Cavs decide to move on from guys like Kevin Love or Tristan Thompson, I think Larry Nance could see a huge boost for the second half of the season. So double check that he is not sitting on your wire. I think he's definitely worth an add. And like I said, I was able to get him in some really competitive leagues. In fact, I think it was the HoopBall staff league where I picked him up. So, okay, let's keep going. Corbin, I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, man. I see a little glimmer of light. We are getting there, man. Corbin, thank you so much for sticking with me and helping me get through this, dude. Okay, here we go. The Lakers and the Celtics. Corbin, another game I was super excited about that ended up kind of being a blowout. The Celtics just hammering on the Lakers. Corbin, are you a Laker fan? Were you the one that said was a Laker fan?
Yes, I believe purple and gold, and so this hurt me immensely. I just lost faith in the game midway through the third quarter. I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Me too. Me too. In fact, I think you're a better fan than me, because I think for me it was earlier than that where I was like, I can't watch this anymore, and I changed it. So, anyways, Celtics getting the victory, 139-107. Hats off to the Celtics. They played great. I'm going to take a look at the LA side. And LeBron doing his thing. 13 assists. Do you know this guy leads the NBA in assists? That's outstanding.
Crazy.
15 points, 13 assists, 7 rebounds, 5 of 12 shooting from the field, 5 of 5 from the line. A small tangent I'll go off of. The guys on the TNT broadcast were kind of saying that, kind of giving LeBron a little crap because he was at his son's game earlier today. So, I don't know. I think it's okay. Let's see. What else here? Oh, Anthony Davis returned and had 9 points, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. On 3 of 3 shooting from the line, 3 of 7 for the field. Really happy to see Anthony Davis back. Really glad that he is over his injury to his tailbone. That was a nasty fall that he took. JaVale McGee in 18 minutes put up 18 points and 3 blocks, 5 rebounds. So that's pretty good production in limited minutes there for him. He shot 7 of 9 from the field. Avery Bradley had 8 points. Danny Green with 7 points. Really tough to trust those guys. Kyle Kuzma, 13 points, a steal, 3 rebounds in just 23 minutes, but shot 4 of 12 from the field. That's not great. 5 of 7 from the line. And then Rondo had 13 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds in 20 minutes. Just really tough to trust these fringe guys on the Lakers like Dwight Howard, Rondo, Caldwell Pope, Danny Green, Avery Bradley. It's really just LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And sometimes Kyle Kuzma it are really the guys that you want here. Corbin, what are your thoughts on the Lakers?
I mean, you said it really, the guys who kind of gave points a lot, those garbage time and not the most reliable for sources of points long term. Whether it was Russ or Travis or whatever, LeBron James still got his numbers, but you know the play wasn't there. I mean, ultimately, the numbers reflect the game, and the Lakers just lacked that punch that you kind of needed. And once they got hit in the mouth by the Celtics, they did not respond back in a timely fashion for sure. And then there was moments, fleeting moments, where it seemed that there was a whisper of life, and the Celtics just shut that door. So I'm just going to go over to the Celtics. Gordon Hayward in 32 minutes, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 50% from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and 2 of 3 from 3. Jason Tatum, the star of the show for the Celtics, 28 minutes, 27 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 10 of 18 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and 5 of 8 from 3. Really good for him. Daniel Tice got the start, 17 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, so 2 stocks, 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 1 from 3, so there you go. Jaylen Brown had 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 6 assists to go along with 3 steals. He shot 6 of 14 from the field, 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3. And then Kemba Walker had 20 points as well, along with 4 rebounds as well, and 7 assists, 1 steal, 8 of 13 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3. Also with this win was Kemba's first against LeBron James. He went 0 for 28 in his career before that, so that was pretty interesting. Marcus Smart off the bench, 26 minutes, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, 3-8 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line, 1 3-pointer made out of 5 after knocking down 11 against the Suns. Enes Kanter did some work, which was surprising against this front line from LA. 24 minutes, he had a double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 8-10 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. And aside from that, Semi Ojeleye had 5 points, 5 rebounds, Grant Williams had 3 points and 3 rebounds, and that's really it. What do you think, Adrian, about the Celtics and just how they, you know, their numbers here?
This team is so deep. They are so good. Just as you said, Corbin, just to reiterate what you said, was not expecting the Celtics to just be so dominant on the boards against, I mean, the Lakers have one of the biggest front courts in the NBA with McGee, Dwight Howard, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kuzma. It was just weird to see the Lakers get dominated on the boards like that. So, yeah, man, hats off again to the Celtics. They played great. But we'll see you guys when you come to L.A. next time, for sure. All right. Okay, next up, the Nuggets taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Nuggets getting the victory 107-100. Then take a look at the Denver side. I'm going to start with a bench guy. Michael Porter Jr. with 30 minutes, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 4 threes on 7-12 shooting from the field. Man, this guy flashes every so often. He really flashes his talent. Today was one of those days. And look, the next game he could kind of drop off because the Nuggets are so deep. So many different guys can go off for this team. But, man, Michael Porter is very talented. And one day in the near future, I think he's going to be a very, very good fantasy option. Nikola Jokic, 17 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. He shot 7-15 from the field. A lot of people picked up Monty Morris with Jamal Murray going down. And I got to admit, he's been kind of disappointing. The shooting has just been bad. 4 of 12 from the field. I don't even know if he's scored a double-digit game since taking over. But I am happy with the assists. He had 8 assists tonight and a steal, 4 rebounds. Will Barton, man, this guy's value has just shot through the roof with all the injuries to the Nuggets. Gary Harris out. Paul Millsap is out. Will Barton is benefiting. He had 18 points, 2 steals, 4 assists, 2 boards, 3 threes on 6 of 11 shooting. Jeremy Grant, I think, is worth a stream with Paul Millsap being out. Jeremy Grant has been able to put up some nice lines lately. He had 19 points, a steal, 2 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 threes on 8 of 13 shooting from the field. In standard leagues, I don't know if you want to look his way because, like I said, with Denver being so deep, I also wouldn't be surprised if Jeremy Grant had a bad one in the next game. But I play in some deep leagues where I'm going to snatch up Jeremy Grant because I could use some short-term help. Other than that, man, I am just not even going to mention these bench guys. What do you think of the Nuggets, Corbin?
I mean, they're a pretty deep team. Injuries have kind of hit them, so you're right. There's roles that are fluctuating and numbers that have risen and fallen as a result of that. Michael Porter Jr., though, I'm right there with you. What a budding star in the making. You know, injuries kind of derailed him to begin with, but he's coming on. He's coming on strong, and Coach Malone raved about him after the game, and I tend to agree with him, so I'm excited to see how he continues to develop. But I'm running through Minnesota. Karl-Anthony Towns, 28 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 stops, 9-19 from the field, 8-9 from the free throw line, 2-5 from 3. Let's go through the guys. We in Andrew Wiggins and Robert Covington combined to shoot 2 of 14 from 3. So we'll start with Wiggins, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block, 6-17 from the field. He did knock down both free throws. And then Robert Covington, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4-10 from the field. He did not get to the free throw line. Jared Culver in 27 minutes. He slowed down after a hot game this weekend. He had 6 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. 2-8 from the field. 2-3 from 3. Shabazz Napier in 28 minutes at 6 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. 2-8 from the field. 2-7 from 3. Josh Koji off the bench at 16 points and 8 rebounds. Really the star there. 1 assist, 1 steal, 7 of 11 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, and 1 three-pointer knockdown. And then Allen Crabbe got his first couple of minutes, 16 minutes to be exact, but first in a Timberwolves jersey, 3 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists. I do not think it'd be a surprise to let you know that his 3 points came from a 3-pointer. And then Gorgui Dieng, 12 minutes, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block, 1 assist, 3 of 5 from the field, 2 of 3 from 3. And that really is all that you wrote for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Unless you have something to add, Adrian, because, you know, this was an interesting game for them. Karl-Anthony Towns, I think, is his third game back now. So just trying to find their footing and really deal without really having a point guard aside from, Napier.
Yeah, not much for me to add. You covered it all. Napier's the guy you want to pick up here with Jeff Teague getting traded. And, even though he didn't blow up in this one, really happy to see the 8 assists and the 2 steals. And I think Jarrett Culver should be good going forward, too, although he was somewhat of a letdown here in this one. All right. Here we go. Next game up, the Pacers taking on the Jazz. The Jazz getting the victory 118-88. Going to take a look at the Pacers. And, I guess I'll start with Sabonis, who was a monster the other night, but really was a letdown here in this one. Only 10 points, 2 assists, 8 rebounds on 5 of 12 shooting. Didn't have any defensive stats. Miles Turner with 12 points and the 6 blocks is nice. To go along with 5 rebounds, 1-3 on 5 of 10 shooting. TJ Warren, man, this is surprising. He's just always good for some points, and he only took 4 shots in this game. Is weird because he's always got his shooting cap on, and so he only had 4 points, 2 steals, a block, and assists, 1 rebound in just 24 minutes. Jeremy Lamb with 11 points, a block, 2 steals, 1 assist, 4 rebounds, 1-3 on 5 of 10 shooting. Jeremy Lamb's time is about to come to an end as I think we're going to get Victor Oladipo back in about a week. So that's pretty exciting. Brogdon with only 5 points in 22 minutes. Man, it's just the Pacers just got beat up here by the Jazz. The Jazz have been playing some really good ball. So just some really ugly lines here from Indiana. You know what? Don't read too much into it, though. These guys hopefully will bounce back in the next one. Off the bench, Actually, Aaron Holiday had an okay game off the bench, 12 points, but didn't do much else. Only had an assist, 2 threes on 5 of 12 shooting. So just, Corbin, really ugly all around here from the Pacers in general. Man, I don't even have anything else to say. What do you think of the Pacers?
I mean, I'm looking at them like we looked at the Hornets and I'm forgetting the other team. We've ran through so many games now. But basically, the ugly games when the teams haven't shot well, all the Cavs, when those teams haven't shot well or you know, they're all averaging low points in the 80s, it's usually because as a team they did not play well. And the result is sad, ugly box score breakdowns for them. So I have nothing really much to add except to run through Utah and the numbers they put up. We're going to start Rudy Gobert. Massive double-double, 20 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists. We're not counting screen assists here on the box score breakdown, but, you know, that's the thing. 1 block, 8 of 11 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Pretty solid numbers for him. Joe Ingles had 6 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 2 of 3 from the field, both those shots from 3. Donovan Mitchell, in 30 minutes, had 25 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 stops, 11 of 19 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line, 2 three-pointers knocked down. Bojan Bogdanovic had 16 points and 4 rebounds, no assists or defensive stats, 5 of 11 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 1 three-pointer knockdown. Royce O'Neal, fresh off that fresh extension, 5 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 of 7 from the field, 1 three-pointer knockdown. Off the bench, Jordan Clarkson, who's been playing really well for the Jazz since he's been there, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 of 9 from the field, 1 three-pointer. George Nang, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, so 2 stocks, got to get that. 5-9 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line, 3 threes as well. And then Mike Conley, who's second game back, coming off the bench in his return, easing back, 14 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 6-8 from the field, that's great to see. 2-3 from the three-point line, that's awesome. Tony Bradley, 8 points, 10 rebounds, 2 stocks, 4-5 from the field. And then last but not least, Emmanuel Mudiay, who in 4 minutes had 2 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. So what do you have to say about the Jazz, Adrian? Not too much to me to really make note of. Really want to see how Mike Conley comes back, and if so, how that minutes will impact Jordan Clarkson's and Emmanuel Mudiay, who I fear will be squeezed out of the rotation entirely. Well, I don't fear it at all, but I think it's going to happen. But what do you think about the Utah Jazz?
Yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it there. Really, the only thing we're watching is – as Conley, you know, he's coming off the bench right now, getting limited minutes, only 18 here in this one. Are they going to ramp him up to starter minutes? Is he going to eventually start? What does that do with guys like Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson? So that's kind of the main storyline here, because other than that, you know that Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell are going to do their thing. So that's just really the main storyline here. So keep an eye on that. Okay, here we go. Corbin, man, we are in the home stretch. I can't believe this. 2 games left. Corbin, yes. Man, thank you so much for sticking with me on this one, man. This has been a marathon, and I don't think I could have gotten through this with you. My throat is killing me. I'm just getting over a cough, so I apologize, too, to the listeners. I probably sound horrible, and if you're still listening to the show, you guys are super hardcore, and thank you guys as well. Okay, last 2 games of the evening, the Spurs taking on the Suns. Spurs getting the victory, 120-118. Let's take a look at the San Antonio side. Some surprising lines here. Bryn Forbes with 24 points, 2 assists, a rebound, 8 threes for Forbes. Wow. He shot 8 of 11 from downtown in this one. That's outstanding. DeMar DeRozan with 18 points, 3 steals, 8 assists. He shot 5 of 15, which isn't good, but he was 8 of 9 from the line. That's nice. LaMarcus Aldridge doing his thing. And, man, the biggest surprise for me for Aldridge this season is the defense. He had 5 defensive stats in this one. 3 blocks, 2 steals, 19 rebounds. He's been really good this year. 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 3 on 6 of 14 shooting. He was 6 of 8 from the line. DeJounte Murray getting the start, but he only had 10 points. 4 steals is nice. 4 assists, 2 boards on 4 of 7 shooting from the field. Trey Lyles gets the start, but he does very little. Derek White was nice off of the bench. He had 25 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds. And he had 4 threes. He shot 9 of 14 from the field. So a good game from Derek White. Other than that, not much to talk about. Bellinelli had 11 points, but we can't trust him. Lonnie Walker, I think, could be really good one day, but that day is somewhere in the future. And so he only had 3 points in 18 minutes. Jakob Poeltl doesn't do much. Patty Mills, every once in a while, has a good game, but then follows it up with a lot of bad games, which we saw here tonight. So not much else to talk about here for San Antonio. Curious to see what they do at the deadline. Are they buyers? Are they sellers? Do they do nothing? I don't know. Corbin, what do you think of the San Antonio Spurs?
I'm right with you. They're in a very interesting place, and just outside the playoff bubble, what are they going to do? Can they make another stand? And if so, is it worth being, you know, trounced in the first round, or are they going to start offloading LaMarcus Aldridge, DeMar DeRozan? That'll be fun to see, but I mean, Bryn Forbes, 8 threes, that's crazy. So I'm run through the Phoenix Suns. I'm going to really just do the starters of the bench combined for 16 points between Mikal Bridges, Ely Okobo, Javon Carter, and Chuck Diallo. Not great percentages either, so nothing much really there. I think the bulk of the points, minutes, production, everything came from the starters, so we're going to do Devin Booker first. 37 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Dude's been balling out. Only missed 10 shots, 13 of 23 from the field, 7 of 7 from the free throw line, 4 three-pointers as well. DeAndre Ayton, dominant, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 stocks, 9 of 14 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Dario Saric had 10 points and 5 rebounds to go along with 1 assist, 2 of 5 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line, 1 3. Ricky Rubio had 15 points, 3 rebounds and 9 assists to go along with 3 stocks, shot 50% from the field, 1 three-pointer and 2 of 3 from the free throw line. And honestly, Kelly Oubre Jr., can't forget that dude. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 6-13 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Did not shoot the 3 well, 1 of 6 from out there. But that's really all it is. Aaron Baines was out with injury of that hit, and then Cam Johnson was also out. And Ty Jerome and Tyler Johnson didn't get any playing time. And that was really it. He had an appearance by Chuck Diallo and Carter and Ely Okobo. But, Adrian, what do you think about the Suns? I mean, Devin Booker. Wow-wee.
Yeah, Devin Booker, man. We know he could shoot it. He could shoot the lights out, man. He is one of the best scorers in the NBA. And he definitely showed that here today. DeAndre Ayton, too, man. He has been pretty good lately. That's a pretty big double-double. I mean, yeah, he could have a huge second half. Kelly Oubre, one of the best surprises this year. The Suns actually, they got a nice core, a good young team. Would really love for them to kind of take that next step, but I don't know. We'll see. All right, last game of the evening, Corbin. We did it. We're almost there.
Yes.
The Warriors. And wait, is this one over? End of overtime? Hang on.
Yeah.
Let me hit refresh here. Final overtime. Blazers getting the win, 129-124. This one a lot closer than I thought it would be. I thought the Blazers were going to trounce the Warriors being at home. Let me take a look at the Warriors. And man, Warriors are a little frustrating because I picked up a lot of these guys. Amari Spellman, I have Damian Lee in a bunch of spots. And it from night to night, it's kind of sometimes it really changes. For example, Eric Pascal really went off here tonight with no Draymond Green. Pascal had 22 points, a steal, 2 assists, 13 rebounds on 11 of 21 shooting. D'Angelo Russell, 27 points, 9 assists with 8 rebounds. He did have 6 turnovers, but man, he also added 5 threes. Didn't shoot too well from the field, only 9 of 27, but all in all, a decent game here from D'Angelo Russell. Alec Burks got the start, and he had 33 points, two blocks, a steal, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. This is actually a monster game from Alec Burks, who also had 2 threes, a perfect 9-9 from the free throw line, 11 of 23 from the field. This is great. Lee, a guy who I played in a bunch of spots, and man, the shooting definitely wasn't there. Only 4 points on 1 of 7 shooting from the field, but I'm going to try to look at the bright side. At least he gave me 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal on a perfect 2-of-2 shooting, so it wasn't all bad, but definitely somewhat of a bummer from Damon Lee. Willie Cauley-Stein, man, if you picked up Omari Spellman like I did, you probably already moved on from Spellman, and good for you. Willie Cauley-Stein's getting the start, and he played 12 minutes. I mean, he put up 12 points in 32 minutes, had 3 blocks of steal, 3 assists on 6 of 10 shooting from the field. Off the bench, Marquise Chris is back. He had 14 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. But man, in just 20 minutes off the bench, very hard to trust Marquise Chris. And I don't know how long Draymond Green's going to be out, but I think Eric Pascal should probably be picked up, because we know the Warriors are going to be very prone to rest any of their starters if they have any injury issues. Corbin, what do you think of the Warriors?
You know what? I see on Twitter the Garage Sale Warriors have a bunch of pieces that are interesting, especially with the way the season's going and how that could kind of work as far as playing time and everything. But not really on any of these guys big. So not really too much to add there. Just that they're interesting pieces, in that I think as just watchability, it's going to be interesting to see how they work with, you know, the state of flux that they're in currently. But I'm going to run over to the Trailblazers side, not only because I see the light at the end of the tunnel, but also because what a night for Mr. Damian Lillard. And I see you see it. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, I just saw this right now.
Yeah, and isn't that crazy? 61 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. I needless to say, the 61's a career high. 11 of 20 from 3, 14 of 14 from the free throw line. They're also the record for the most points on MLK Day, which I wasn't really aware of. So, boom. There you go. I mean, that's just crazy, crazy good. 17 of 37 from the field. Wow. Aside from that, Hassan Whiteside had a pretty good double-double, 17 points, 21 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 blocks, 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Carmelo Anthony played 42 minutes. All these guys, you have to realize, you know, they just made a trade, got a couple guys from the G League, did not have a lot of guys, so their guys logged heavy minutes. 35-year-old Carmelo Anthony had 42 minutes, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 50% from the field, did not make a 3. Nasir Little played 14 minutes, 4 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 2 of 4 from the field. Anthony Simons, love that kid, 15 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Did not shoot it well, 5 of 16 from the field. Only 1 of 9 from 3, but was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Gary Trent Jr. off the bench, 11 points, 1 rebound, 4 assists. Also did not shoot it well, 4 of 14 from the field, 1 of 10 from 3, but he did knock down both his free throws. And then Mario Hezonja, who was really the only guy off the bench who did, I would say, anything, I guess. Just under 20 minutes, 5 points, 2 rebounds. That's all. But wow. I mean, just hearing that, what do you think about that 61-point game by Lillard here?
Monster, monster game. But also, I mean, no. Monster game. The 16 for 16 from the free throw line, 11 threes. Good Lord, what a beastly performance this is from Damian Lillard. And man, what a monster. What a monster. Corbin, let's get out of here, man. I can barely speak here. I myself am stumbling past the finish line here.
You're a trooper, sir.
Okay. Corbin, again, thank you so much, man, for sticking with me. Honestly, man, I would not have wanted to get through this marathon slate of games without any other person but you, dude. You are the perfect partner to go through a big slate like this, and I thank you, brother. You guys, thank you so much for listening, for supporting the show. Hope you guys enjoyed this amazing Martin Luther King Day. Just a great day in general, and a lot of wonderful games here. Hope you guys' team do well. Corbin, where can the listeners find you at, man?
I'm at Corbin NBA. I am all over the Twitter sphere, currently looking for some NBA chats or discords to get in and kind of keep talking hoops all the time.
Yes, I love it. Hey, shoot some questions over to Corbin. Hit me up too. I'm at Adrian Benjamins. Hit us both up, man. Send us your questions. Maybe if we get a lighter slate of games next Monday, maybe we could answer some questions. That would be a lot of fun. Anyways, you guys, dude, thank you guys so much. This has been great. And thank you again, Corbin. And we will see you guys next week.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.